Welcome to Multifamily Mondays with me, Pam Scamardo. Over 10 years ago, I pivoted my career from aerospace engineering to multifamily investing. What a journey that has been. So now it's time to give back to the upcoming investors in the industry. This podcast is designed to give you multifamily investing tips so that you can go create wealth in your own way. Let's go create wealth. Hey friends, welcome to Multifamily Mondays with me, Pam. So I'm trying something new this time. This is the Multifamily Mondays podcast. And I apologize, this past year, I did not go on as frequently as I wanted to because I moved to new cities. And with COVID shutdowns and things going on, it was a wild year. So I'm recording this right now. This is the beginning of the new year in 2022. Unfortunately, a lot of things have not changed. But I wanted to try something different this time around. So for those of you listening, I'm really on a mission to see how I can serve you and help you. So I want you to send your questions in, anything about multifamily investing or taxes, actually, because that's my specialty as well, is real estate taxes. Real estate and taxes go hand in hand, so that way you can maximize your monthly cash flow. So anyways, I am talking here, recording myself, which feels a little weird already, but I am going to try something new. So if you have any burning questions, like how to even get started, things like that, I want you to send them in because I want to discuss them on my podcasts with everyone else. Because chances are, if you have those questions going through your mind, someone else is thinking the same thing too. So where should you send the questions? info@letsgocreatewealth.com. My team will help filter through and prep the questions for me so that I can answer it on the next podcast. I didn't even think of a title for it yet, but it's basically Ask Pam Anything About Multifamily and Taxes. And that's going to be the theme of 2022. The goal is to help you get to where you need to go, however you want to get there. Because friends, that's the hardest part of multifamily investing. A lot of people have asked me, how did I do it? What do I need to do? And in the past, you know, what, 5 to 7 years of people asking me that, I've realized there's no really like cookie cutter method to follow. But I have noticed there are two ingredients to making people successful while others flounder. And this is not a hit tip to those who do not make it. To be realistic, these are the two things that I see that are common among successful real estate investors. And that is two things here, guys, is aptitude and passion. And I think the latter is very important because if you're in it just to make money, I'm very sorry. You may become successful by working hard, but if inside you're not having fun doing it and don't love doing it, wouldn't that become an obligation and a chore? And is that the life you want to have? That's just another probably 9-to-5 day job that you currently have right now. So why would you subject yourself to more misery, so to speak? What am I truly getting at here? So the first part is aptitude. And I think that's something that everyone can learn, right? You can learn all the skills, the techniques, the vocab, how to negotiate deals, how to land that first deal. That's fine. We have consultants everywhere, right? You got gurus, you have, people who teach big coaching sessions, to the people like myself who are more like boutique, service folks, meaning I just want to help a limited amount of people because I care about getting to know you as an individual. I want to know about your family. I want to know why you're doing this. And I want to see you succeed because when you do, that makes me really happy. I don't see you as just another number. Because frankly, I don't care if you pay me or not to consult because, and not because I'm trying to be boastful or anything. It's just that when you reach the other side of the grass, you know, the saying where people say the grass is not always greener on the other side. I really want to let you guys know that the grass truly is greener. I'm really happy where I'm at right now. It took me, 10 arduous years to get here. And I'm very proud of all the hard work that my team and I have done. Never thought we'd be at this point. And I'm just so happy that I really just want to share with everyone. That being said, I've been working on writing a book. As a matter of fact, on New Year's Eve, I sent in my first manuscript over to my editor already. And, you know, with this whole great resignation, the great, I don't know, quitting your job or whatever it may be, the great migration, the new multifamily movement. Honestly, guys, it's been around. This change has been going on. It's just the global situation accelerated that path. So when I started my business, I was already virtual. I don't see my property managers every day. I don't see my team every day. But with the advent of technology, we have FaceTime. Back then it was Skype, and gosh, Skype, you guys really dropped the ball on this. Now Zoom is like ahead of the pack here. So nowadays I use Zoom to do team meetings with all my people across different states. I don't need to fly to be there in person, and that's okay. So back to the two ingredients here, aptitude and passion. I really want to urge you guys to think about it. If you want to embark on this journey, which I think is a well worthwhile goal to go after, you have to find passion as well. What is it that you like about multifamily investing? I'm here to tell you that if your answer is only money, I'm going to ask you to dig deeper, because when things get hard, when things get a little boring, what's going to push you over that hump to truly be successful? So anyways, I wanted to just kind of put that out there. That's my rant for the beginning of 2022, is that, you know, there are a lot of people teaching how to do it. You can probably learn for free, which will take you a really long time. But hey, if you're a young person in your teens or your early 20s, you can afford to have that time. But for some of you who are older, or like myself, I have two kids, you might want to accelerate that, right? You might want to work with a consultant who might want to, you know, help you avoid some of the common pitfalls in life or what we've done and learned from. So, you know, there's no right answer is what I'm trying to say. And you just have to find your way through it. What I will caution though, is that, you know, there are those big programs. If that suits you, great. Then there's the one-on-ones. That's probably more pricey, but if that suits you, even better. That is the best way I found, because that works for me personally. I'm more of an introvert. I'm more one-on-one. And also it makes me accountable because I can't disappear amongst the students, if you will, in the class. I can't sit in the back of the room because it's one-on-one. I have to show up, fucking do my work, and really get there. And so that's what worked for me. So anyways, as we were cleaning up our house after moving, I finally went through my last box of office crap, which, God, I've been dreading it for the past year, but it was a nice touch to really stumble upon this. I'm going to read it out to you guys. This was actually my letter of resignation that I sent in on my birthday in 2013. Now, to give you a little bit of the history, I was able to quit my engineering job, my full-time engineering job, in 2 years of doing multifamily investing so that the passive income stream would offset my earned income and even more, so that I can step away and become job optional, financially free, financially independent, retired early, whatever that crap you want to call it. I mean, there's so many terms these days that it's a fad, but truly to be liberated, right? To do what you want to do at your own time with your own risks, so to speak. I chose the entrepreneurship path. And that's not for everyone either, but I love it. I'm in control of my schedule. I work when I want to work. And it gives me more time to be at home with my family when I want to be with them. Because I'm going to be honest here, I'm not that stay-at-home mom type either. Nothing wrong with that. I actually look up to all my friends who do that because, gosh, it's a lot of work. And to all you people out there who still have your moms around, give them a hug and thank them for taking care of you and wiping your asses when you were so little and you couldn't even, you know, wipe your own butt yet. That's a lot of hard work. So there are some days where I'm like, Pam needs to get out of the house and just have an adult conversation. And that's what I love doing. So networking, meeting others, talking about business stuff, So I've found my little niche, if you will, is it's a little bit of both. And that's what makes Pam happy. And it took me a while to get here. So anyways, this was 2 years in the making before I turned in my letter of resignation. And as I'm going through the letter right here, I'm thinking about the feelings. And I remember how scared I was because I didn't know if this was going to work for me. So I'm here to tell you guys, the grass is greener. You have to work hard for it. No one's going to do it for you. You need to chart your own course. And scary as it may be, don't be afraid of success. And I think that was really scary for me because I didn't know what lied ahead. And sometimes that's what pushes us to grow and transform. And then honestly, at the end of the day, I had it in the back of my mind of, well, worst case, if I failed in my business, I would go crawling back to my engineering job, which I also loved. You know, that's another passion too, but I just got tired of working for someone else. That was really what it was. And I thought, you know what, I can go crawling back, you know, with my tail between my legs and, you know, with my ego and my pride knocked down. And that's okay. I'll still be alive and I'll still know how to make money because that's a technical skill that I went to school for, God, so many years for, right? And I still love it too. But I thought, you know, this back in the head thought that I had was like, well, why not go on this adventure now? I was single at the time, did not have any kids. In my 20s, probably over 25, I want to say. Not going to go into the exact numbers there because as you guys all know, women don't like to talk about their numbers, their age numbers. But I thought, well, shit, if I'm going to try something, might as well try now and fail now before I have kids. So that was really my goal that pushed me through. So I'm going to read you guys my letter and go through this because this is, I don't know, this is serving as a reminder that, you know, we all can do this. You guys have the skills in you as well. It's a matter of finding your own path. So here's my letter. At that time, my program manager, his name is Brian. He is one of the best guys that I ever had the opportunity to work for. And he really looked out for his team. And he always had like a Diet Coke in his hand. So I remember walking to him with this letter and a 6-pack of Diet Coke to just sweeten the blow a little bit. So I wrote, again, this was April 29th, 2013. It was a memo style. And for those of you who haven't had to write old school letters or memos, if you need help with that, when you're ready to quit your job, email me and my team. I'll send you a little like template so you can fill in the blanks and get excited about that. So I wrote, Dear Brian, this letter is to inform you of my resignation effective May 15th, 2013. Now I chose May 15th because that's my mom's birthday. So it's easy to remember. So I gave the letter on my birthday. And then I'd be quitting on my mom's birthday. It was just, you know, for me, it was sentimental. I have decided to pursue a challenging opportunity in my career development. I've set this date to allow you sufficient time to work with me in completing or transferring my tasks and activities to another member of the A320 NEO team, if you so desire. I've enjoyed my many years here as a contractor and as a direct employee, and have gained valuable knowledge and experience thanks to all the people I've had the opportunity to work with. Finally, I'd like to convey my extreme appreciation for all that Goodrich, UTAS, UTC, and you have given me through the years. Sincerely, Pam. Wow. Like, you guys probably don't care about this, but I do. It's just a reminder that I'm still here and knock on wood, we'll still continue to grow. I'll continue to make happy communities with my team of, you know, investors, property managers, tenants, and my staff. My goal has always been to create happy communities and make small changes with kindness and compassion because I grew up, you know, in an immigrant family. My parents sacrificed so much so that I could have a better education and a better chance than them. And I remember living in apartments growing up. We've lived in some crappy ones in like downtown LA. And I, in college, I went to school at UC Irvine. And so, you know, when you live the college life and you need to get an apartment with your roommates and you don't have a good credit record, or, you know, you're just starting out life trying to be independent, right? I remember we rented from the Irvine company and they ripped us off. Little did we know that though, but we just, an example was, I remember when we moved out, we scrambled up a lot of our money to get the carpet cleaned. We patched and painted everything and whatnot to turn it back into how it was right before we moved out so that we can get the majority of our security deposit back. Well, we didn't get any of it back, not a dime. And we were too shy, too stupid to really go back and appeal it because we were scared college people just trying to make our way in life. And looking back, really wish I had a mentor, because that was not the way to take advantage of people. And so that's why I love what I do now. On the other side is that I want my tenants happy. I want the right fit, right? I mean, I can't satisfy everyone, but I want happy tenants, a happy team, a happy community. And guys, like simple things like a card in the mail that was sent to me from one of our communities that was signed by every single tenant just brings me to tears. And I know that's cheesy for some of you. I'm probably more emotional than some, and that's okay. I've learned to just embrace that. It's okay to have feelings. And I think when I first read it, so the card said, thanks a whole bunch or something. And there's a picture of a grape bunch in front of it. So it's very cheesy, but cute. And everyone just wrote a little thank you. Or one of the comments that stood out to me that's still in my mind is this elderly couple living at one of our communities and said, hey, thanks for giving us this little patch of grass area that we could turn into our little mini garden. So they live on the ground floor because they're seniors. And I remember that they'd asked my property manager if they can, you know, plant some of their flowers that they like. And normally we have our landscaping already in place, so we don't allow that kind of stuff, just because then, you know, if we grant a special exception for someone, then everyone else and their moms and their dads want to do something special. And usually that creates more of a headache for my property management team. And so usually the blanket statement is no, you can do whatever you want within your boundaries, but leave the external areas alone. But I remember that the property management team appealed to us and said, hey, you know, is it possible for this cute little senior couple? That's all they asked for, is just a small patch of grass. And that day I remember saying, sure, why the hell not? Like, they're seniors. They have so many years left in their lives. What? So what? Right? So if anything, it'll make them happy, give them something to do that they can look forward to every day. And I know that they would take care of it. Took a leap of faith with that. And they sent in pictures that they were so happy. And guys, that patch of grass is literally about 5 feet by what, 3 feet? It's not big at all. But it just made the world for them. And guess what? They are like the best tenants ever. They are our third set of eyes on the property. They like to take care of everyone. They're happy. They've been there for, gosh, 8 years now, counting that. Yeah. So it's that, guys, that I really would like to impart with everyone trying to jump into this, is do it for the right reasons. You don't need to do it my way. I'm just saying, just don't be an asshole out there. Don't be a slumlord. And yes, you have to make a business out of it as well, right? So we can't be a charity case. So usually those are the one-off exceptions that I probably can't give to everyone, but it really makes my heart happy when, you know, they write a nice, generous thank you to my partners and myself for allowing them to do that. And they send in pictures. That's why I love what I do. And I think that's where the passion is, guys. So I'm probably doing a crappy job of conveying that, but that's what makes me happy at the end of the day, is to know how happy they are, how happy my team is, how happy my investors are. It makes me happy. It makes my daily tasks worthwhile. Now, I'm not saying that it's all roses all the time, too. I've seen some like HGTV shows where, gosh, they make everything like a fad and it looks really fun because guess what? It's entertainment on TV, right? So it has to look exciting. Otherwise, no one's going to watch it. I mean, there are some bad days as well. Like for me, I hate doing paperwork, but have to do it. It's part of the process, but it's worth it. And so perhaps next time I'll discuss what it's like to maybe deal with an eviction case. I can probably talk about maybe a lawsuit that we've dealt with before. Yeah, that's part of the job. You know, if you want to be a landlord and you want to buy a property, it's part of this. So I kind of want to put my vulnerability out there and just do something different this year. This is what, 2022, guys? Let's make a difference. Let's do something. Let's get you there wherever you are. You know, I only have a limited amount of hours in a day. So does my team. So I can't possibly help everyone that I want to help. But hey, you know, if I can help a handful of people, it's quality over quantity to me. And that's what life is worth living for, in my opinion. And I want my children to see that. So every day, I have two little boys. I want them to see that, hey, mom loves her job. It's no longer a job to me when you love what you do, in all honesty, but mom loves her business. This is her other baby. And I want them to see that you can forge your own path in life. And I want them to know that you can have like a second or third or fourth career too, because I never thought I'd be doing this, guys. I thought I was going to be an aerospace engineer forever and then retire like normal people do and then live off of, you know, our 401k or our pension. Well, they got rid of that actually, because that's what most companies are doing anyways. But that was kind of like when I started to think about, well, shit, I got to find a different way to do this. We can definitely talk more about that. I'm going to end it here with one of the questions that so many people ask me when I was teaching my multifamily investing basics class virtually and in person. The top question that people asked was, how did I do it before I was able to step away? So here's where your passion comes in, guys. It's going to drive you to think about it practically 24/7 when you're not sleeping. So when I was working those 40-hour days that sometimes would turn into 50, 60, 70 hours, and, you know, plus or minus the traveling to Asia, to France, wherever we were working, those down moments, those down times, I spent almost every waking moment researching, learning about multifamily investing. I downloaded LoopNet on my phone and it made it so easy. So when I was on the airplane or if I was on a coffee break, lunch break, I would go to my car. Sometimes I would nap, to be quite honest. I'm a napper. I don't know if anyone's a napper out there, but sometimes I would go nap in my car when I was working. But before I nap, I kind of take a look at a couple properties on LoopNet just to understand the market. It's that, guys. You spend time doing what you want so bad, where it becomes second nature. And I remember telling my friends and family, I said, hey guys, I'm going to embark on this journey. I don't know if I'm going to succeed or not, but I'm going to do it now because I don't want to regret it later in life. And so you may not see me as often and I'm still going to be around, but I just need you guys to understand that I'm going to spend a lot of my time dedicated to this craft, dedicated to this industry, to learn as much as I can, to see where I can take it, because the thought and the idea of retiring early was so strong for me. There had to be a different way of living. I was not happy, you know, doing my daily tasks in front of my computer with, gosh, three monitors, analyzing things, which as much as I loved and I enjoyed testing things like we do lightning tests, fire tests, you know, just whatever testing that was really fun to make and break things. But at the end of the day, I'd come home and felt like, well, what am I leaving for my future children? And I wanted to generate that wealth, generational wealth, leave a legacy, so to speak. And then I saw that my dad was getting sick quite often and he, you know, waited a while to retire. And I thought, well, shit, by the time I retire, am I going to have health problems like that too? My dad wanted to travel the world. Now he can't because he has a heart condition. And so I thought there has to be a better way for that. And I want to give my parents back as much as they, you know, they've given me. And the funny thing is with immigrant parents, they're the strongest people, I think, on earth. They've given up so much for the sake of the future, meaning it's a lot of pressure on their children. But can you imagine that? Giving up, you know, your dreams and goals to move to a different country that doesn't speak your language to try to forge a way so that your children or your children's children can have a better life than you could ever give them. I mean, as a parent now, I get it. Then I was a brat. I didn't understand all that, but it's all worth it, guys. So if you have that inkling or you're in the process of exploring how to become successful in multifamily investing, I'm going to leave you with two things to ponder about today. And that is aptitude and passion. Check yourself. I'm pretty sure the aptitude part, you guys got it down because chances are you guys have skills already. It's that passion. That's what's going to help you succeed. And if you don't have that passion, find something that will help anchor it, right? So for example, maybe you love traveling around the world like I do. Well, multifamily investing will help make that happen. So that's what I'm trying to say is don't go into it for just the money, go into it for what it's going to give you. And then also think about it truly. Is it something that you'd be happy doing? Because if you're not going to be happy doing what I've just shared today, then it's no different than the current job you're at and what you're doing in life, right? So why would you jump into another miserable situation? So with that in mind, I really would love to answer any questions you guys have about multifamily investing, taxes, or life, I guess, or how I did it. As I've shared, I'm working on my book. So a lot of these questions will probably go into the book as well, but send them to info@letsgocreatewealth.com. Connect with me. I'm on LinkedIn, Pam Snomardo. I'm there. I'm on Instagram as well, called passiveincome_boss. Let's connect there. I just started, to be honest. I honestly have a love-hate relationship with social media, more of the hate side, but my PR team, they're great. That's what I hired them for. They're helping me put myself out there more. Also on Facebook as well. And I just joined TikTok. Finally bit the bullet. So find me there too. That's where I put all of my random things that I like to do, whether it's traveling or just my random thoughts. Real estate tips, entrepreneur tips, tax tips. I'm also on YouTube too. So this recording for my podcast is going to go on YouTube as well. So pretty much I'm trying to be all over because everyone learns differently. So if I've touched you in some sort of way, sentimentally, and you want to work with me and my team, reach out. Like I said, I feel like I'm going through another transformational process. I want to help. And I'm not sure how to help yet. Obviously, you all have questions that you're going through. And as I think back to when I first started, all I remember was how overwhelmed I was. I wish I had someone to walk me through it, to let me know that it was going to be okay, to let me know that I'm going to stumble along the way. So I want to let you guys know that, all right? There's a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety. I get it. It's a lot of hard-earned money that you want to put into something and you're not sure if it's the right path for you. I get it. I've been there. So ask away, guys. So email info@letsgocreatewealth.com. Put in the subject line, question for Pam's podcast. And then maybe on the next podcast, I'll answer it. Give you a shout out. I mean, this is how we learn, guys, right? The more people we serve, the better. Maybe for you, it's about helping in your community and volunteering with a skill that you probably already have. I say do it. Don't wait. For me right now, I volunteer a lot with Crew Network. That's because I love it. I want to help advance women in the commercial real estate industry because it was so fucking hard for me. It's my way of giving back. I want to reach out to college students. So this is Pam at her rawest moment, putting her vulnerability out there. I know it wasn't all about multifamily today, guys, but that's the beauty of it, right? Multifamily investing affects your life in so many ways. And guys, I want to let you know the grass is greener, but do it for the right reasons. Have a good heart. Have courage. Be kind. Until next time, let's connect again. Take care. Thank you for listening to Multifamily Mondays. I hope you found today's tip or stories or anecdotes really helpful and gets you one step closer to your real estate investing journey. I would love to hear your key takeaways from today's episode. Do me a favor, go to Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star review. And in that review, leave your key takeaway from today's episode or suggest any other topics you would love to hear about that deals with multifamily investing or taxes. This is Pam Scamardo signing off. Let's go create wealth and make it a wonderful day.